Thousands of Christians marched to the memorial of Indian pacifist leader Mohandas Gandhi today, demanding protection following rising attacks on followers of their faith in India. Many Christians in India's Orissa state remain in makeshift camps or have even fled into the woods to escape a nearly six-week-old spate of violent persecution. Pressure is mounting for the country's federal government to take more decisive action to stop the murder, rape, expropriation, and forced apostasy of Christians that began in Orissa and has spread through three states. Chris Altieri reports.
The major Indian daily Economic Times is calling for the state of Orissa to outlaw two radical Hindu nationalist parties believed to be responsible for the ongoing anti-Christian mayhem in the state. In an editorial published Wednesday, the Economic Times says the Bajrang Dal and Vishwa Hindu Parishad parties must be held accountable and even calls for the imposition of president's rule in Orissa State under Article 356 of the Indian Constitution unless serious and immediately effective action to stop the violence is forthcoming. The spokesperson for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, Father Babu Joseph, says the bishops have repeatedly called for real action to end the persecution.
The bishops have appealed to the central as well as the state government to take urgent measures to stop violence and to help the Christian community that has been affected so badly over there.
There has been sporadic violence in the region since August. Incidents of murder and arson, including the rape of a nun, have been reported from the region, and over 24,000 people have been forced to live in camps. I'm Chris Altieri.